topic of Hakdash Chametz V'Shechor Mafkin Midei Shivot first. So Tosfos points out that this is only with respect to Kedushas Aguf, and not with respect to Kedushas Damim. We don't say the principle of Mafkin Midei Shivot for Kedushas Damim. And this is an idea that seems to be Mivor in a Gemara in a number of places. The Chevra here who learned Nadarim most recently saw it in Nadarim Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, right? The Gemara there is trying to explain why a woman who's Asra Bekonam her Maisi Adayim on her husband. So according to Shmuel, you need to do Hafara. And the question is why? After all, the Maisi De Isha are Meshubadim Labayla. So the Gemara answers, Elam Ravashi, Shani Konamos, Dechi Kedusha Sagof Dami. So the Gemara implies that this principle only said about Kedushas Aguf, and since we're going to say Konamos are Kedushas Aguf, are like Kedushas Aguf, so Memela they're Mafkiyam Midei Shibud. Good. And the reason for this, the way Tosus explains it, is very simple as well, which is that the reason why The Kedushas Aguf L'chor is Chal Mechavza, and just like you can't undo the Kedushas Aguf through Pidyon, that's the difference between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Aguf cannot be undone, there's no Pidyon, so you can't undo it through a Tviya. Kedushas Damim, since there is Pidyon, so the Gviya of the Baal Chov is Mafkia, right? So Asi Malva V'Tarif Asim al Vel Parak. Now, does that mean that the sounds sort of like, you know, the Malbec could just go and collect it? Well, what happened to the Kedusha? Right? Kedusha Lehechan Halach. So, the answer is, since again, since the Chevra is holding in the Dharm, so we'll look at the way it's formulated in the Dharm by the Rush over there, but this idea is expressed in Taisvis and Gittin and many other places. The way the Rosh says it is Dafka Kedusha Kedushas Aguf of a Kedushas Damim Pakal Yidei Trefa, meaning the Baal Chov collecting, Ki Hechi De Pakal Yidei Bedia, V'afal Pi Shehayer Bershus HaLoveh Atchas Trefa. In other words, the Loveh, who was Makdish, this Kedushas Damim, was in his Rishus until the Malveh goes and tries to collect it. Lo Yachla Kedisho Kedushas Damim Ela Adzman Shetetim Rishuso. Well, he could only be makdash at Mekdushas Damim to the extent that it was his. So, as long as it was in his possession. It could only be makdash what you have. When I buy a stay mikna, I'm makdash it, so it's kadosh. Until when? Well, I have it until Yovel, so it's kadosh until Yovel, and then it's chozeres labaylam. So the same thing over here. When the lov is makdish, this kedush is done, and it's kadosh until it's collected. You don't need pidyon, achi yigveh. You need to maybe be mosif, a dinar, kadesh yomu yotze, the lo pidyon, that's the sugin erchin, the tefanad rabbanan, presumably. But that's the way it works for kedush is done. Whereas kedush is a guf, and Tosa says this applies to anything that there's a chalos in the guf that can't be undone. So it would apply to Hekdesh Kedushas Aguf, it would apply to Tachrichim, or anything that you're Matzah L'meis, it would apply to, let's say, you made it into a Avodah Zarah, Asu Beiso Aputiki, and then Ishtacha Velo. So since I'm still the Bailam on it, even though somebody else is a Shibud, but I'm the Bailam, we know that I can't make something Asur Behana that doesn't belong to me, and then I'm Osir Doshim Shul. If I go and bow to Phil's cow, the cow Stamotar, I can't make it into a Wazara, but if it's mine, I can. I have enough bailos to affect it. And then, again, once something becomes a Wazara, so that's not paka, so memela, it's going to be that way forever. And therefore, it's going to be mafkia midei shibud, and likewise, konamos. And that's, so that explains hekdesh. We have hekdesh, chametz, and shechor. So, why shechor? So, Tosa says, based off the Yerushalmi, Lomatzinu Eved Meshtachar V'Chozer Meshtabeg. Shechor is a permanent thing. This might be because it's more than just a din in Mamon, which could possibly be undone, but it's a din begufo. He becomes a Ben Chorin. The Kinyan Isser is Paka. Tosfos doesn't explain. All he says is that Lamaisa, it's always permanent, as the Yerushalmi says. So therefore, it can't be undone. It's a din in the Chafetza. And likewise, Chametz, right? Since the Chametz is Bershus Bailim, when Pesach set in, the Shem Chametz is Chal on it, it becomes Aser, and it's Zulo Paka. Good. So that's Tosfos, all very simple. Yeah?
Chametz is Paka eventually. It's not Isser Chametz after Pesach is over. So why is it with Dushas Dumb, which also is
Because there's nothing you could do to undo it.
So if I get
a little
now?
Bit into yeah. It's a little bit into the din of Chametz Pesach and the like, but yes, correct. Now, Rashi in Psachim also holds of this idea, but seems to give a very different explanation, which will have very different implications. So the Rashi in Psachim says like this. The Gemara over there is discussing the machlokas about whether Balchov is Lamafreu Gover, Mikano Labo Gover. So according to Rava, Mikano Labo Gover. So still, the Lova can't be Makdish. Why not? Right? Hektish is Mafkiyamide Shibud. So the answer is that's Kedushas Aguf, like Kachi Mizbeach, but not Kachi Beta Kabayas. That are only Kedushas Dam. So listen to the way Rashi puts this. Kulei Amar Lo Pligi, Afilu Rava De Amar Ad Achshav Hayu Rishos Lo. Ve'mao Dehu Dein Mechiras Olachere Mechira. If the Lova tries to sell the property, it's not a good Mechira. Vein Hekdesh or Hekdesh. And if he tries to be Makdesh, it's not Hekdesh. Now, why not? So we would say, if we were Tosfos, right, we would say that's because, yes, the Hekdesh is Chal, but when the Maldez comes to collect it, so it becomes his. It was only Makdesh until collection, right? But the Hekdesh, right here we're talking about property. Property is always a Kedushas Damim. The Hekdesh doesn't take away the schus, the shibud of the malva. So the malva can come ahead and collect it, right? That's the way we would understand it. So listen to the way Rashi says it. Sheharei mimushkanin hein lamalva, v'afal gav shein shalo, einan bershuso. Rachmana amar, yishkiyaktish is beso kodesh, ma beso bershuso af kol bershuso. So what does it sound like for Rashi? What's the reason why the malva could collect this land, even though the lova was not just the land? What's the reason? Ma beso b'shusa, kol b'shusa. And when somebody has a shibud on my land, it's not b'shusi. There's a principle that to be makdish something, you need it to be b'shusi, shalom and b'shusa. This is not b'shusi. Can't be makdish it. So the reason why the malva could go collect the land is what? Because the hektish is in chal. It's not the pshat that the hektish is chal, but the malva could still collect it. We pod it. No, the Hekdesh isn't even Chal. That's what Rashi sounds like he's saying. And that's the way the Ktzais, Simon Kuf Yotzayin Sifkan Reis, learns this Rashi. So what's the Pshat in Rashi? That the Mechira, or the Hekdesh, isn't Chal. Because they're Meshubad to the Malva. Tkilotein of Rishuso. The Ktzais shows that this is the position of the Rivash as well. Again, as opposed to Tosfos, who says the Kedushas Damim is Chal, but it's Paka. Good. Now, what comes out then is a very interesting Zach, because we know that Hekdesh is Mafkir Midei Shibud when it's Kedushas Aguf, right? So what's the shot there? Apparently Rashi holds that Kedushas Aguf could be Chal, even though it's not Birshusa, which is a bit surprising. In other words, what are we saying? We're saying something that's Meshubud is not fully Birshusa. Why? Because Birshusim means it's mine to do with it what I wish, and when somebody else has a shibud in it, my authority, my ownership, or my shlit on this is limited. So therefore, I'm not able to be makdashit v'kdushas damim, because you need shalom birshusim. Right? Or if you want to put it a little differently, Kedushas Damin means I have to be able to give it to somebody, or Hekdesh, such that they have sole ownership over it.
I mean, that's not...
And just one second, right? So I can't do that, right? I can't... When somebody has a shibud on my property, I can't give it to you such that you'll be the sole owner, because it's not even mine. I'm not the sole owner. Right? Somebody else is the shibud. So why does Kedusha Saguf work? Kedusha Saguf requires shalom. Once it's chali, the chalos is chal, and memela, it's mafkia from the bylos of the malta. As opposed to Kedusha's damim, which is much more like a gift to Hekdesh, which of course, that creates Kedusha there, their dinim, but it's rooted, it's much more similar to a dine mamonos transaction than Kedusha Saguf, which is creating a chalos, which then affects, so the person who is, you know, shalom, he has the schos to create that, to be makdish at Kedusha Saguf, and the other guy loses his schos. To transfer it to something else, you can't do. And likewise, to transfer it over to Kedusha's Dhamma, as it were. B'chorah, that's the chat. Yeah.
I mean, that's not more mechudishtik than the fact that the woman could be meshach or the yevid, even though she doesn't have complete privacy.
Let's assume that the woman could stand be meshach or the yevid, right? That's going to be like Kedusha Saguf, right? Because once the yevid is free, so he's a ben cholim, and now the malveh, or in this case the baal, has no ability to collect or to demand his shibud on the payros. Yeah. I think the chiddush is more that the principle of shalom and b'shuso for hekdesh only applies for damim and not guf. Okay. The ravid, there might be another Rashi in Erchin that says a similar thing. Rashi in Erchin, Chav Gimel on the base, writes it's going on the Mishnah over there, which says, Hamakdish nechas levaisa alav ksubas isha uvachov, ein aishi chol olikvos ksubasam in a hakdish, lo vachov eschovo, ela poda poda amanas liptein leisha veksubasa uvachov. Says Rashi, Ela poda poda, bailam poden, oso minahakdish, bizol, bedinar. Oh, bedavim what? Amenasa shalom. Devadai lo chayel alayu hektish. Sharei enum shalom. Right? The hektish isn't chal. So when I have a certain neches, and there's a shibud of the woman on this neches for the ksuba, right? So it's not mine to be makdish. Devadai lo chayel alayu hektish. A simple reading of Rashi is the hektish isn't chal. Why? Sharei enum shalom. Right? Here he should say Rashuso. Rashi maybe isn't being a doctor in that. It's chasan and bailos. Vaidavar muat misham gzeira. Okay. So why do you need to even be poda? The gzeira. So shalayomru. People won't say it leaves its kedusha with nothing. Now, it's sort of interesting. I don't know if this is the end of the world, but in all the places that the Gemara itself makes the chiluk between Kedushas Guf and Kedushas Dabim, like, you know, we mentioned the Gemara Nadarim. Maybe there's not Rashi in Nadarim, but there's a bunch of other places where the Gemara makes that chiluk. And on that place, on those places, Rashi actually doesn't say this. He says it like Derech Agav and Psachim and Erchin. And, you know, there are other questions on this Rashi. The Gemara in Meruba sounds like, even by Kedusha Saguf, it's not Chala, if it's not Bereshuso. So, maybe you could answer that. The Ketzais himself asked that question. That's over there. We referred to that Gemara before by the Machlokas between the Rav Yochanan and the Reish Lakish, by Hikdash Behema Kodem Yeyesh, right? So, that's a Behema. So, we're talking about Kedusha Saguf, presumably, unless you're going to say, oh, it's a Malmum. Pashim Shad is, it's a Behema, and it's Kedusha Saguf, and still, we need it to be shalom bershuso to be makdishet, in which case it's against this vart. So okay, maybe you could answer that question. Take a look at the concise. Is that the only way to read this Rashi? So probably not. You could read the Rashi a little differently. Some of the Achronim read this Rashi basically in a way that it's actually the same as Tosfos. pshat is, when Rashi says that it doesn't become kadosh, is doesn't mean the hekdesh isn't chal, like the Ktzais was reading it. Rather, the pshat is that the hekdesh is not chal forever. It's only chal until he collects it. You don't have the ability to create a permanent hekdesh because it's not Pershuso. The hekdesh isn't chal until it's collected. When it's collected, the hekdesh is chal. When it's collected, the hekdesh is unchal, right? Just like Tosfos. Why? Because there's only kedushas damim, and that would be the meaning of the Rashi and Erchin as well. And the point is that therefore you don't need regular pidyon. Okay, midrabanan, you need to do this fake pidyon. Okay, so far what do we have? We have possibly two shitas, possibly one shita. But we'll assume the Rashi like the Ktzos, I think, which is the simpler reading of Rashi. So we have Shitas of Taisvis, which is that Kedushas, the Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Agov are both Chal when you're Makdish it. It's just Kedushas Damim is Paka. And Rashi says, no, with Kedushas Damim it's not even Chal, because you don't have enough. Okay. There is a third opinion, and that's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, that Schechter mentioned at the Siyam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that actually both Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Hagoth are Mafkia Midei Shibud. Hakdush is always Mafkia Midei Shibud. The Gemara implies that Kedushas Damim, that's not true. That's referring to Karka specifically. We call it Kedushas Damim because Karka is only Kedushas Damim, as opposed to Metaltalin are sometimes Kedushas Agof, sometimes Kedushas Damim. Even animals that are Rilem Mizbeach obviously are Kedushas Agof. Other things also could be Kedushas Agof and Metaltalin, like things used to build Kalim and Beis HaMikdash and the like. So it's actually true for all things. That's the opinion. Now, where is Rabbeinu Tam getting this from? Rabbeinu Tam is trying to answer a very straightforward question. Just again, Rabbeinu Tam could be found in the Sefer HaYashar. It could be found in the Rashi and Gittin Daf Mem of the base. And at least the problem of Rabbeinu Tam is spelled out in Tosas in a number of places. I'll quote the Tosas and Gittin now from Mem of the base. That's the sort of the question of Rabbeinu Tam that prompts him to this, right? V'kashal of Rabbeinu Tam, di chashev b'rshuso shalom, that calls man shalom idiyam izman, hazman, afilu kedushas damim, nami tafkia miyad shibud, v'ilo chashev b'rshuso, afilu kedushas agof, nami lo, v'chiyakdash as besok siv, besok, right? Ma besok b'rshuso, kol b'rshuso. In other words, he's assuming, in a sense, like reading the Gemara like Rashi, as understood by the Ktzos, right? The reason why, what's the difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Agof, if you're going to take that approach? That for Kedushas Damim, you need Birshuso. Kedushas Agof, you don't need Birshuso. Mapitom. You do need Birshuso. How do we know you need Birshuso to be Makdish? Ishki Akdish is Beso. Ma Beso, Birshuso, I've called Birshuso. Right? If you're going to be Makdish Beso, what kind of Kedusha does it have?
Kedushas
Damim. And it says it needs to be Birshuso. So, Alamai. If you're going to say that something upon which there's a shibud is shelo birshuso, then neither should be chal. And if you think that something that is a shibud is birshuso, then both should be chal. But where is this room to distinguish that one is chal and one isn't chal? Now, the answer that the Tosfos Artosus has to this kasha is no, it's very simple. That it's not the pshat that it's not chal. They're taka. Something upon which there's a shibud is birshuso, and both are chal. It's just that it's paka when it comes to kedushas damim, and it's not paka when it comes to kedushas hagoth. Okay, so that's the basic shitos in the Rishonim over here. Now the Rambam has a very interesting position. The Rambam writes like this in Erchin. Zion Yodamit. Hamakdash kol nechasav. V'aisalav ksud basisha ha'oshtari ba'alei chokos. Right, so the Mishnah Erchin that we mentioned before. Zion Yodamit. Zid. Ein ha'isha yachayla ligvos ksubasa min ha'hekdesh. V'lo balchov eschovo. She'ha'hekdesh mafkia ha'shibut shekada. So, the you can't collect. Why? Because hekdesh mafkia midei shibut. Right? Hekdesh mafkia ha'shibut shekada. We had taka, there was a shibut there first. But hekdesh mafkia ha'shibut. Avo kshiyim kor ha'hekdesh ha'karka shelo v'teitze asada l'chulim. Good. So now what happens? So you can't be the husband is a makdish, the sada that's mishubit to the woman for ksuba. He divorces his wife. There's nothing left. So what do we say to the woman? I'm sorry, lady. Tough luck. So Hekdesh is now holding onto this field that was mishubit to the woman, but there's nothing she could do about it. Except, you know, eventually what's Hekdesh going to do? Are they going to hold onto this land forever? No, Hekdesh will sell this land. So Hekdesh goes ahead and sells this land. And what happens then? Teitze hasad al-chulin. So now the woman can come and be gova. Yesh l'balcho v'la isha libos min ha-poda she'arei shibuda omed al-karkazu. Her shibud is still chal on it. So what is the Rambam, how does he read this Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah reads it, I think, similar to the Re, with a difference, with a twist. That Bein Kedushas Dam and Bein Kedushas Agof, the Hekdesh is chal. But Kedushas Damim, you could still be Gove. Right? And when you're Gove, then that works. The only difference is, so fundamentally, in a sense, Rambam is like the Re, but practically it's like Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because you could only be Gove, you can't, it's not the pshat that her collecting it automatically releases it from Hekdesh. It's only once it's already left Hekdesh that she's able to collect it. So Mimela, in a practical sense, it's like Rabbeinu Tam. It's only been, the only time you'll ever be able to collect practically is from Karka. Because if it's Metaltalin, even if you gave Metaltalin, Kedusha's done, right? But, so the husband is Makdish, is Metaltalin, and then Beis Din takes it, and then Beis Din sells it to somebody else, and now it's no longer Kaddish. Well, could she collect anymore? No, because you can't collect Metaltalin from Lekuchos. So it's going to effectively be like Rabbeinu Tam, that the only time this is going to ever work to get it back is Karka. But it's going to be conceptually like the Re, closer to the Re. And the reason why you have to wait, so why do you have to wait till Beis Din sells it? That's this Din de Rabbanan, Shalo Yomar, Hekdesh, is Yotze Lechulin Beli Pedia. Right? So according to the Re, you know, that concern perhaps is solved by just being Mosif Aputa. According to the Rambam, you actually have to wait until it is no longer Kaddish before you have the option of collecting. Yeah.
So basically, just going to sell, the Gizmo going to sell to someone, there's still the woman going to collect it now?
Well, I don't know if.
Are you going to have a look at that?
No, yeah. I mean, there's Karka, there's Kol, no, presumably.
You can look at Kol and then back to the bottom.
It's interesting, Shaila. Here's a Tfiyam Hekdesh, right? On the Gizbar. And the Gizbar maybe has a tree on the Baal. Maybe. Not sure what you would practically do. But perhaps, yeah. Perhaps ultimately it's going to be the Baal's responsibility to make everybody happy, because he's the one that started this mess by being Makdish, the Sada that was Mishubedes Levaila, Leishto. Now, you know, one difficulty a little bit in the Rambam is that Hekdesh is mafkia midei shibud, the Rambam, right? But it's not really true according to that reading. Because basically it's holding like the Re, that it's not really. Right? The Kesef Mishnah acknowledges his lav dafka. He writes, V'ya efshar lomar od, shema shekasav Rabbeinu kam, shekdesh mafkia midei shibud, lo afka gemura kamar, ela mishem hadri Rabbi Avo, kari afka, But you could also say, it's not so different, right? The pshat is, it is fully chal. I guess that's like the read. It is fully chal. The hektish is mafkia midei shibud, which practically speaking is going to be limiting her ability to collect. But the, in other words, hektish is mafkia midei shibud doesn't mean it throws off the shibud and there's nothing left of the shibud. That's the difference between the Rambam and everybody else, right? Everybody else says, when you say hektish mafkia mishibud, midei shibud, because the hektish is chal, the shibud is gone. Well, sometimes that's going to be true, like with kedushas haguf, because then there's a stira to the hektish and the shibud. Sometimes that's not going to be true, like kedushas damim, where, or at least in, practically by karka, where it's possible for there to be hektish and shibud. So it's mafkia midei shibud in the sense that it's practically speaking, no, there's no possibility of collection, but it's not mafkia midei shibud in the sense that the shibud is still there, such that the moment collection once again becomes possible, she'll be able to get it. Right? Okay. Fine. Now, then Tosos continues, and he deals with another very fascinating question, which is, what about mechira? Is mechira mafkia midei shibud? So, Tosus says, well, we're a little stuck. On the one hand, it sounds like Mechira is in Mafkia Mideshi, but otherwise, Rava should have mentioned it. He should have said Hektish, Mechira, Chametz, Mafkia Mideshi. But at the same time, there's a Gemara in the first parak in Daf Yud Aleph that sounds like Mechira is Mafkia Mideshi. But it says over there that Asa Shura Putiki, Umachro. So, what's the halacha? So, the Mechira is Mafkia Mideshi, right? In other words, I make my shur and aputiki to fill. I sell it to Adam. Adam can't collect. So clearly, my mechira to Adam was mafgia from the shibud that Phil had upon it. So Tosus gives two answers to this question. First reason is that that's totally different. That's a special takana. Dilavikitaima dachmini. It's not like the case of hektish or chametz or shechra, which are mikra din mafgia midei the shibud, because since the kedusha is chal on it, the shibud is paka. No, this is takanta de rabbanan mishum seda de lekuchos. The less lokala as avdu aputiki, das avdu aputiki, this lokala, in lachro, balcho gomni menim. The reason, really, Mikaradin, what would the halacha be? Phil would be entitled to collect the shore from Adam. The problem is, then, it would be a mess. Everybody would be afraid to buy anything, because they never know, maybe somebody has a shibud on this. So they made a takana for lakuchos artificially, in a sense. Whenever we're talking about an object with no kol, it's mafkia midei shibud, Phil won't be able to collect. But mikra din, of course, Phil could collect, and therefore we're talking about something with a kol, like an eved, it's not mafkia. So that's the first answer, very simple answer. Then Tosus gives the second answer, which is mind-boggling. I don't know if we'll understand it. Mind-boggling. Inami, lo chashiv rava elahani tzlas tishnuyin b'mas nisin o b'brais adakdei. So, o b'brais. Why did Rava pick these three? Because they're mentioned in Mishnah's or Brises. Actually, it is true that mechira is mafkia midei shibud. It is. And presumably mechira did not just mean it's out of tachan. Otherwise, this is the same answer as the first answer, right? But he didn't mention it in his list because it's not mentioned in the Mishnah of Raisa. How so? The hektish is mar Raisa de konamos, the afam. And shechor is amas nisin da shaleach. The shor sagin ena avid chayet kol marama. And chametz amas nisin de kol shah de nach mishel va yisrael al chametz al achar pasach mot rai nal. Me'ay taima mukbin an la be shirhinu etzlo. Elkach lo chashlam nos isra meis. Velo isra avodazana. The law is a konamos umacher. This answers the other question that we had before. You know, there are other things that Rava left out on this list, right? Why didn't he mention the tachrichin? Why didn't he mention the babzara? Why didn't he mention the konamos? the answer is. They're not a Mishnah. Rava's list was, there are many things where we say there's Afkami de Shibut. Three of which are mentioned in Mishnahs and Brises, and those are the three I'm going to mention. The other three are true, presumably fundamentally, but they're simply not mentioned in Mishnahs and Brises, so I'm not going to mention them in my list. Now again, unless we're going to say, yeah, it's true, Midrabanan, then it's already like, you may as well say the first answer. Sounds like here it's Mikaredin. It's like Kedushas HaGuf, that is Chal Mechefza, and therefore Mafkiyami Deshibad, and not like Kedushas Damim, that is not Chal Mechefza, and therefore not Mafkiyami Deshibad. Right? Mikaredin Mechira, at least some Mechiras, not all Mechiras, but some Mechiras are Mafkiyami Deshibad. And why would that be? Well, Tosas told us that whenever we say something is mafkiyami deshibud, it's because there's a chalos and a chefza that can't be undone. So why would you say mechira is mafkiyami deshibud, right? Mechira is in a chalos and a chefza. I just transfer my ownership from you to you. It could be undone. It's not permanent.
It's not in your power to be undone.
Yeah,
good. It's done with this.
So, good. Good. So, but we could even say more. In other words, what you're saying is correct. Once I sell something, I can't get it back. If I'm not there's something, we could do just a damim. So the fact that the bialim have this chus to be poded, though really everybody could be poded, but the bialim can do that. And we could even say more, which is when you're poded, which is damim, you're undoing what you did. If I go ahead and I sell something to you, I can't undo it. I might be able to buy it back. Buying it back is not undoing what I did, right? It's, I sold it to you, and you're selling it to me. But we might even go further. In other words, because for this principle to apply, we need to say it's chal mechefza, right? It's chal mechefza. But maybe actually, bialus is chal mechefza. You could undo Hektish, Kedushas Damim, through Pidyo. Mechira can't be undone. Now, this goes back to a point that we've seen a little bit, certain pieces of evidence for it, and I think, and shortly, we'll see some more possible evidence for this, which is that bialus, perhaps, is almost like a metaphysical quality in the object. This object is owned by me. And we thought in these terms a little bit before when we talked about the notion of titular ownership and the like, right? That bialus isn't simply defined by particular kleos, but it's an essential quality of the object. So perhaps that's the way Tosfos is looking at bialus. And therefore, bialus is mafkiya mideshiba. Now, obviously, not always mafkiya mideshiba, but right? Otherwise, lekucho, you could never collect from lekuchos. And this, you might say, well, really, it comes back to the question of whether shibuda deraisa or lav deraisa and the like. But at the very least, when you can't be going from lekuchos, like by the asashoro aputiki, the pshat is that when I made my shon aputiki to you, Phil, and then I sell it to Adam, so because it becomes Adam's, and then it can't also be Phil's. And memela, what happened was, I have enough bialus to sell it to you to make it yours, and once we say it becomes yours, then the shibud that Phil had in it is paka. And that's a real thing. In other words, that works in the same way that hektish is mafkiya midei shibud, which is hektish is mafkiya midei shibud. Why? The pshat is that it becomes hektish. Okay, what happened to the guy shibud? Well, a shibud is a stira to hektish, right? Once the hektish is chal, then whatever shibud there was is gone. Likewise, once this eved becomes, not eved, the shore becomes yours, memela, I have enough bylus to make it yours, and memela, yours chus, in it, is gone. Now, sometimes I could do that, sometimes I can't. There's a call I can't. But the way in which it functions, in other words, what Tosis is saying is, really, it should be on this list, because that's the way it works. When I do a mechira, so it becomes Adam's, when I sell Adam to Shur, it becomes Adam's, and memela, that has a chalos in the cheft, as it were, it's now Adam's Shur, and so Phil's zchus in it is paka. Whereas if you just look at ownership as zchuyo, so then we would have said, oh, it doesn't really make very much sense, right? I have, what did I sell Adam? The 8 zchuyos that I have, and Phil still has 2 zchuyos in it, and that remains as it is. There's no reason why the chalos bailos that Adam has in it now should be mafkia, the shibud, that Phil has in it. So this is a very interesting, this is a very big chiddush. Yeah.
Where did Rebbe find the Hagdara of chalos in the Chavtza, as opposed to just assuming that it's something which can't be undone?
Well, if you want to say that, if you wanted to say that, we would say the same thing here, right? Bailus can't be undone. Like I said before, because you can sell something back, but you can't undo it.
Right.
However, I happen to think that's the Yesod. That's the difference between, that's the reason why, the fundamental reason why there's a difference between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damat. Mm-hmm. Because it's Chal and the Guf, so in the Mela, it's Bafkiya Bashir.
And why would Kol?
In other words, the one is a simon of the other. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
And why would Kol differentiate between, meaning, why would that create a fundamental difference if Mechira is really making this?
So it should be, but Chazal, again, presumably, one of them has to be Misham Takana, right? Because Mechir Adin, there's no difference between Eved and Shor. But regardless, even if it's because of the Takana, the question is, what's the Geder? The first answer of Tosfos is saying this is not really the pshat that mechir is mafkia midei shibud. They just made a takana for lekuchos to allow you not to collect. So it doesn't belong on the list. This does belong on the list. Even if you're going to say it's mitzada takana, that's what I'm trying to say. Even if you're going to say it's mitzada takana, that this is true. Certainly that there's a chiluk between yesh bo kol and ein bo kol. But it belongs in the list. The way it works, in other words, Chazal allowed the mechira of an eved to go of a shor to go through, in a true sense, because otherwise the lekuchos would lose out and stop buying things. So it might be, even if in the end of the day it's true, alts takana. But the geder is a hafgas, hafkami de shibud, so it would belong on the list.
In karka.
Whereas in the first answer, the pshat is, it's a takana and it doesn't belong on the list. It's not a hafkami de shibud. It's simply a takana that they didn't allow the person to utilize the shibud because of takana salakufos.
And then karka is a fundamental thing, so to speak. Meaning, karka, you don't say that mechir, we put, like, if a person has a shibud on karka, it's not paka for mechir. And so, that's...
That would be, again, that's either because chachamim or misakein shibudu derabanan, or because shibudu deraisa, and b'chir agavna, then mechir can't be enough to be de shibud. The question is, how are you magdir? When... And again, this is even stronger because that's why Tosfos asked for Matutiki as opposed to just Stam Metalkal, because the Shibud on an apotiki is even more powerful than a regular shiva mechasim on the taltor, right? The pshat is, how do we understand the geder of asa sharu apotiki, that after I sell it, the lechuchos can't collect? Is that just a takana, or is that afkam de shiva? That's the difference in the first answer and the second answer. That's why the first answer says, this doesn't belong on the list. It's not Hafkami Deshiva. It's just a takana by which the lakuchos can't collect. I'm sorry, you can't collect from lakuchos because of takana sashok. And the second answer is, no, it does belong on the list because it's Hafkami Deshiva. And sometimes Chazal allowed it, and sometimes Chazal didn't allow it. But it belongs on the list.
I mean, and karka contrasts to that in that
takarka is not chachamim. Either chachamim said it's not miskimi de shibud because shibuda is derabbanan, or the Torah said it's not miskimi de shibud because shibuda is deraisa, and the mixas kinyan that the malva has prevents the mechira from.
Even if I were to assume like Tosis is second.
Yeah. I don't think the question isn't what happens when it doesn't work. The question is what happens when it does work. Right? And that's the nafkamina. Should it be on the list?
It doesn't matter. That's not the point of Tosis' question.
Right. Tosis doesn't, you know, maybe it's derisa, maybe it's rabbanan, maybe it's gonna depend on, it's fine. The point is, even if it's derabbanan, that's not what's important. The question is, is this an example of Afkami de Shibud or not? And that's going to depend on how you look on Mechira. If you look at Mechira one way, then, you know, just giving the Lokeach the Schuyos that I have, the Mofa giving the Lokeach the Schuyos I have, so then it doesn't make sense to say that Mechira would be Mafkami de Shibud. So, Elamai, they made a takana that Phil can't collect his shore, even though he has an apotiki on the shore. The shore is his apotiki, right? Whereas, if you hold, like, the second answer in Taisvis, no, this does belong on the list. This is an example of Mechira is Mefkiya Midei Shibud. Sometimes Chazal allowed Mechira to be Mefkiya Midei Shibud. Sometimes Chazal didn't allow Mechira to be Mefkiya Midei Shibud. First instance, Mechira is never Mefkiya Midei Shibud. It's just sometimes you can't collect. It's like a technicality. Mishum takanas alakuchos, you can't collect. But Mechira is not something that's shayach lafkiya shibud, because it's not chal nechavtza. But the second answer is no, Mechira is. Sometimes, yep, okay, good. Let's go on to the next Tosfos, Dimaskal Rabbi. So when we read the Gemara, we already noted that it gets a little confusing here. We really, our Gemara talks about three different things, right? We have Shein Ve'ayin, we have Yom O Yomayin, and then we have Mechira at the end, at least with respect to the position of Rabbi Lazar and Omeimar and the like, right? And the question is, how do they relate to each other? And what makes it a little tricky is with respect to Shein Ve'ayin, Roshei Varim. So then we have two opinions, basically, the two in the Braisa, either neither of them or her. Then with respect to Yom O Yomayim, we have four opinions, right? And how do those plug into each other? So this is really going to depend on the girsa issue. If you have our girsa, so then what turns out is like this. When it comes to Roshe Evarim, so if you hold like Reish Lakish, if you hold that Kinyan Peres Lavki, Kinyan Haguf Dami, and you don't hold of Takanas Usha, so then it'll be Yotzei Shein Ve'ayin, right? When she punches the Eved's tooth out, but not the Baal. Okay, that's pretty obvious. And if you hold like Rav Yochanan, that Kinyan Peros are Kikinyan Aguf Dami. So Mamela, she's not going to be the Iker Bialim because Kinyan Peros, he has the Kinyan Peros. But he also, maybe he'll say, oh, so then if he punches at the Evid's tooth, it should go free. No. And I, Kinyan Peros, Kikinyan Aguf Dami. So the answer is very simple. It doesn't mean that he's the 100% owner, right? After all, it is going back to her. It's supposed to go back to her. And therefore, he doesn't have this chus to be meshachweret, including through Shem Bayim, right? Meaning to say, just like Rabbi Yochanan agrees that he can't sell the nechzei melug permanently, such that they don't go back to her. So if we were to say it's Yosef Shein Ba'ayin, then it wouldn't go back to her. And that's going to be the pshat. So it's pretty straightforward. And then, you know, whereas what? Whereas Yomer Yomayim, really that's going to be Talui in who's the Iker Bialim, right? Because that's the Geras HaKosev. Iker Bialim have the special tour of Yomer Yomayim. So if you hold it's good, you know, Kinyan Peros Kinyan Aguf Dami, it'll be him. If you hold Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami, it will be her. If you're Mesupik, so it'll be both. And if you hold this special Gzeiras HaKosev of Rebbe Lazar, then it'll be neither, because of the special Gzeiras HaKosev of Avdo Miyuchad Lo. And also then you'll say the same thing for Kaspo Miyuchad Lo. Good. The other possibility, this is the Girsa and the interpretation of Yitzchak Bar Baruch, you have to take out a line in our Gemara to say this, is no, actually, Shein Ve'ayin and Yomo Yomayim are the same thing. So if you hold like Reb Meir that says, Rishon Yesh, Nabi Yomo Yomayim, that's because, right, Kinyan Peros is Kinyan Aguf Dami, so too, it'll be Yotzer Shein Ve'ayin L'ish V'lo L'isha. And if you're like Reb Yehuda, that holds Kinyan Peros is Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami, and then Sheini is B'din Yomo Yomayim, so also it'll be Yotzer L'isha and not L'ish. So that's basically the Mahalik. Good. Now, that's sort of step one. They build off up on each other, and then we have Tosis Dimaschal Kaman. And there we get into a bit of a problem, right? Because it says like this in the Gemara. Man Tana Hadatan Rabbanu Mishachetzio, or sorry, earlier. Kaman Azal Hadi Ameimar, Yesh V'Isha Shemachu Nechsein Melog, Lo'asav Lo'kom, Kaman Krebel Azar. So what did Rebel Azar say? That Shneim Einem B'din Yom Yomayim, because it says Kaspo. So therefore, Ish V'Isha Shemachu Nechsein Melog, neither one could sell. So the problem is, of course, seemingly, what's saying? That we learn out Nechira from this special din of Yom Yomayim, where it says Kikaspo. So one question is, you know, why should that be? Why do we learn it out from there? Maybe that's a special din by Yom Yomayim. That by Yom Yomayim, there's Gzeiras HaKosev, that you need Kikaspo, who Kaspo Miyuchad Lo. So therefore, you know, Ish V'Isha wouldn't be B'din Yom Yomayim. But why should Mechira work? So Tosfos says, well, you're right. Actually, the Gemara is out of order. Very difficult, but we have to actually read on in the Gemara. Come on, Azal Tzan Rabbanan, Mishchatzu Yavachatzu Ben Chorin, V'lo, V'chein Evet Shal Shnei Shotfin, Eidi Yozer Rosh Yibar, Shein Chosre. So we say, oh, that's Rav Elazar, because Kaspa Miyuchad Lo, and so too Abdo Miyuchad Lo. Well, Shechwar is sort of like Mechira. And therefore, if you're going to say that neither of them could be Meshachwar, so then neither of them should be able to be Mocher. And that's why you're going to say that that they can't actually, the Ish V'Isha can't sell it either. But you'll also want to make, now the problem is what? In that second Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, it says, V'chein Avdo Shal Shnei Shotfin. So we're equating avdot shel shnei shotvin to which case? To the case of ish v'isha. Well, two problems there. Number one, are you going to really say that shotvin can't sell anything? Lo matzanu davarzeh, shotvin of course could sell things. And second of all, that's not going to be similar to ish v'isha, because ish v'isha are kinyan peirus and kinyan agoth, not shotvin. So we're going to have to make double ukimtas. We're going to have to make ukimta number one. When it says shnei shotvin, it means what? It means kinyan peros and kinyan agof. Not a regular shotvin, 50-50, but one party has kinyan peros, one has kinyan agof. So it's sort of going to be like ish v'isha. And then we'll say, well, also avet shel shnei shotvin, or sorry, chetzi avet chetzi mechorin is not the standard case. You know, standard case would be two people have a shutfus and an avet, one is meshachver, but rather talking about a case where the bialim are meshachver, but they didn't give the kinyan, the shtar shechur yet. So there's sort of a, for the Gemara to work for Tosfos, you need to say three dochaks. Number one, shutfus is lav dafka. Number two, chetzi avet chetzi ben chorin is lav dafka. And number three is that the order of the Gemara is lav dafka. Right? But we also, at the same time, certainly understand why Tosfos is saying that, because the Gemara Pshuto doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow that we should learn Mechira from the special din of Yom Yomayim, and it also doesn't follow that regular Shutfin shouldn't be able to sell. So okay, that's what you have to say. So, let's talk about Rashi. So it's hard to imagine Rashi agrees to this. Ikar chasam and asefer, right? There's a lot of added words that you'd have to put in to really make the Gemara make sense according to Tosfos. It sounds a little bit from Rashi that we actually do learn the din of Rabbi Elazar from Yom Yomai. But then the question is, why would that be? So,
does Tosfos think he's even trying to Rashi though?
No. He doesn't
he
say.
He told Rashi that the Indians is Walmart, so.
I mean.
He's Tommy.
Yeah, there's nothing in Rashi that. I think he's explaining the Gemara, and you know, Rashi might agree. Is there. I don't know. And maybe this is the way he thought Rashi read the Gemara, just it's very hard to imagine that's what Rashi meant. So let's try to figure out what the Gemara would mean if you assume Rashi doesn't learn like Tosfos. Right? What, without even answering the questions, what comes out from the Gemara? So there's two very fascinating ideas. So let's take step one. Step one is that we're willing to learn Mechira from Yom O Yomai. So how could that be? It's Exer Sakasov. So maybe the pshat is like this, and that the pshat is that Yom HaYomayim is Exer Sakasov, for sure. And that might even be why you also need Exer Sakasov and Shein V'ayin. Maybe yes, maybe no. Not clear whether Shein V'ayin is also Exer Sakasov or not. But what that teaches me, basically, is that in any shutfus, there's no din of Yom HaYomayim, and there's no din of Rosh HaEvarim, right? Because, again, we're going to learn shutfus as dafka, as even a standard shutfus, not a funny shutfus. And that's a special din. That's a din that's true for both regular shutfus and irregular shutfus. That's the din that when there's a special Gzeres HaKasav that you need miyuchad lo, that excludes shutfin of any sort, whether it's regular shutfus like 50-50 or irregular shutfus like guf and peros, because you need miyuchad. Good, that we can understand. It's a Gzeres HaKasav. Of course, shutfin could sell. Regular shutfin could sell. There's no shaila about that. But regular shutfin and irregular shutfin lack miyuchad. So that's point one. But what's that Gzeres HaKasav? So that's din, what's one chiddush of the Gzeres HaKasav. The Gzeres HaKasav also, though, teaches me something else, which is that it's shayach for something to not really have bialim, and not be hefker. In other words, something along the lines of the corporate ownership that we discussed yesterday that clearly emerges from our Gemara, which is that it's not always true that just because between two people this thing is owned, that we're both owners. And that yisod, which emerges from this Gzeiras HaKasuv, will be true and could be expanded misvara to any type of irregular shutfus, right? When I say regular shutfus, it means something like with imperos, not right the chiluk that Rashi makes, right? Rashi explains what's the difference between what we could call regular shutfus and irregular shutfus. Rashi writes, lo asav lo klum, sheinu lo lezev lo lezeh, ve'mei zechad mehen, zeh hanishar motzi midei alakuchus. Lo damu lo shutfus de alma, dehasam yesh lezeh chelek bekulo, litol chetzi, v'chein lezeh. Avol hacha kulan kinuyin lalaguf, v'kulan kinuyin lalaperos, v'lekam yuchad lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. Irregular shutfus, corporate ownership, whatever you want to call it. The point is that the idea of Rabbi Lazar presumes the existence of this notion. And therefore, it teaches us a din that's going to be relevant anytime you have irregular shutfus, anytime you have corporate ownership. And that's why we're going to assume that Rebbe, in other words, licked in the chiddush of Rebbe Lazar, that it's enu yotze. Well, let's like imagine. Well, let's just again, let's try to explain how we get this from, right? Until Rebbe Lazar comes along with his very fascinating Gzeiras HaKasuv, so I'm always going to assume that there's an owner, right? There's the bialim, or the ikar bialim, right? So maybe you'll say it's the Baal Kinyan Peiros, like Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe you'll say it's the Baal Kinyan Aguf, like Reish Lakish. Maybe you'll say Echaveis Nisht, and you'll say Shneim Einam Dinyam Yomayim Yisafei. That's one of them. I just don't know what, right? Without Rebbe Lazar, so there is no such thing as a concept of an article that's owned without there being an owner, right? Who ever heard of that? If something is owned, there must be an owner. Okay, figure out who's the owner. Is it the Balkan in Paris? Is it the Balkan in Agof? There's an owner. What does Rebbe Lazar say? Rebbe says, you know what? Actually, there are lots of things that are Talian owners, Yom Yomayim, for example, or Shein Ba'ayin. They're Talian owners, and there's going to be this thing that's owned, but there's no owner. That's his chiddush. Now, that will have applications in two worlds. One is it will have an application in something like Shein Ve'ayin or Yomo Yomayim, where based off of Gzeiras HaKasuv you need Kinyan HaMiyuchad, and Memeila that will preclude both irregular Shutfin, i.e. Guf and Peros, and regular Shutfin, 50-50. Mash Ein Kein, when we're extrapolating from there to other situations like Mechira, where there's no Gzeiras HaKasuv. So it will at least tell me that it's not Shaykh Mechira, which is also a Zuchus of the Bialim, in the event that there's corporate ownership. There's no regular owner. And for that, you don't even need a Gzeiras HaKasuv. So therefore, what emerges is, yeah, we could write two things. All three of the Dohats and Taisus are now no longer necessary. Number one, the Gemara's taka could be in order, right? We learn out from the din of Rebbe Lazar by Yomo Yumayim to Mechira of Nechsim Elok, right? Why? Because the din of Yomo Yumayim presumes that there's this notion of something that's owned but not has an owner. So therefore, Nafkamina will be from Mechira of Nechsim Elok, right? Even though there's no special Gzeiras HaKasuv there. And then we also go ahead and we can now say that the next brisa of Evan shel shnei shutfin and Yosef Shevarin is fine. That's regular shutfus, right? No special need for an ukimta, because there there's exer sakasav, right? The exer sakasav is Avdel Miuchadlo and Kasma Miuchadlo. So, since it says Avdel Miuchadlo, Kasma Miuchadlo, we know that that regular shutfin possibly lack kinyan Miuchadlo. Yeah.
I don't understand how that comes out from Rabbi Eliezer, because why couldn't he just be saying that, like, especially if you assume it's Xeris HaKosov, like, why can't you just say, if it's not only yours, not that...
So it's a Chiddush. You're correct. The Gemara takes for granted, or at least a Meimar, a point that isn't obvious. You're correct. The question is, what is the better way to explain this Xer Sakasov? Is the pshat in the Xer Sakasov that there are bialim, but this isn't the din in bialim? That's what you're saying. Xer Sakasov, sort of a... Or, the more mistaber way to understand it is, this teaches me something about bialos. And avada, it's a din in bialos. Whoever's the bialim is nashi yeshno b'din yom yomayim. But there's no bialim here, even though it's owned, right? That's the, at least Amemar's position, is the better way to understand this. In a sense, it's more, it makes the Xer Sakasov not a milsub lo taima, but a very mustaber din, because you're forced to say that there are bialim, but for some reason there's no din of yomo yomayim, right? There are bialim. Let's say he holds kinyan peres kinyan aguf nami, or alav kinyan aguf nami, whichever doesn't really matter, right? There are bialim. Right? Who's the Bailam? The Baal Kinina Guf. The Baal Kinina. The Bailam, but there's some Xeris HaKasav is not Din Yom Yomayim. Usually, Bailam, Yashna B'din Yom Yomayim. Here, Bailam, Meinam B'din Yom Yomayim, Xeris HaKasav. Could be. Is he right? Xeris HaKasav could be anything. But it's more mistaber to say the other way. No. Avade, this is the Bailam, right? B'din Yom Yomayim. Xeris HaKasav is that they're not the Bailam.
Right. I mean, what couldn't you say, Fakir? Couldn't you say, it's mistaber that the Pesuk is teaching me a Chiddush, otherwise...
Yeah, no, but what's the lesser Chiddush? It's a smaller Chiddush, especially if you think that this concept of ownership is a very reasonable way of looking at ownership. Maybe not the intuitive way. In the Xeris HaKasov, without that, you wouldn't know it. But, or, if you don't want to say it that way, you could say it differently. Really, it's Xeris HaKasov that's exclusive to this. But it would never make sense to darshan the pasuk this way unless you already had a certain perspective on ownership, right? In other words, let's say it differently. There are three other tanaim over there. They obviously don't make this drasha of Avdo Miuchadlo and Kasbi Miuchadlo. Why not? Well, their notion of ownership would make such a drasha ridiculous, right? Because everybody is pasha, stach pasha, that the Bailam have been the only one. So if you want to say it that way, this, you know, maybe this is an easier way of saying it than the way I said it first. The pshat is that it only makes sense to have this Xer Sakasov if you already take for granted a certain notion of ownership, namely that it's shaykh to have a owned something which is owned but without owners. Right? And therefore, they say this Xer Sakasov even here to apply to Shutfin. You could take it that way. But either way, the point is, we're deriving two things from it. We're able to derive two things from the position of Rebbe Lasser, which is exactly what Dukai does. So either both come from the Xeris HaKasov, or one comes from the Xeris HaKasov, and then the other one comes from the fact that he makes the Xeris HaKasov, teaches us he must have looked at Bailos in a particular way. They're both fine ways to do it. Oh. So now we go on to the right. Now, we don't have so much time left, but what we're going to do is the Ravid and the Rid, very quickly. The Ravid and the Rid, each one in a different way, also learn the Gemara Kepshuto, not like Tysus's Mahalich. Then hopefully we'll get to the Rambam, which is really fascinating. But I don't know how much time we'll have for any of this stuff. This is supposed to be the main part of Shir. Let's start with the... Everything else is just a minor haros until we get to these two rishonim. But I guess we'll just start with the Ravid, and maybe I'll have to say it outside a little bit. You'll read it inside, and you'll look. You'll see it's ma'anish. Okay. Now, but again, there's going to be a difference between Ravid and Rid, and those differences are significant. We'll see each one. But again, what they're both going to be able to do, and again, within Rashi, so it was very speculative, right? Rashi doesn't actually say anything. We're just assuming Rashi read the Gemara Kapshuto, and then we tried to work backwards and figure out what that might be. But the Ravid and the Rid both actually walk us through the Gemara. So what's the din for of Rabbi Lazar and Amema? Right? Again, taking for granted that if we take two things for granted, right? Number one, we're going to take for granted that regular Shutfin can sell things. And number two, that when we say Shutfin can't sell, right? Or when it rests a Shutfin in Yotzim Rosh Vivarim, Shutfin means regular Shutfin, not just unusual Shutfin. So once we take those things for granted, so what comes out? So, says the Ravid, under in normal Shutfos, of course, everybody could sell their Chelak. But there are two types of things that are not nitan for mechira. The first type is a case like our Gemara, when one has guf and one has peros. In other words, due to the non-equal status of each of the partners, they have something different, right? What's the pshat? The ish can't sell because the guf is to the isha. The isha can't sell because the peros are to the ish. And that's what the pasuk means, or what the jesikas of that you need bailas hamiyuchad, right? But he says, of course, together they could sell. Don't think, you might have read the Gemara and concluded that just like ish v'isha don't have yomo yomayim or shein v'ayim, means they can't even sell. No. Avade, if they get together, they could sell. Because between the two of them, they're owners. This is owned, right? Sort of like, you know, just if each one sells their own chelek separately, it's not sold because what they have doesn't allow them to do it. But they could get together and do it. The second possibility, and this is going to be the pshat in the Eved, which is that when something is lo nitan lechalek, like an Eved, presumably, because he's a person, so, right, be'etim, it's not nitan to chalukah, so therefore, it also can't be sold. Right? So that's why Eved shel shnei shutfin is not yotzei v'shein v'ayin. Or it's not b'din yom yomayim. And even if each one sold his chelak, it wouldn't be sold. Again, they want to get together and sell it, they could. But if each person sells their chelak, since it's not nitan l'chalukah, it can't be sold. Right? In other words, in these cases, each partner is really a shareholder. And a shareholder is not entitled to sell because he doesn't have individualized ownership. Since between the two of them there's ownership, of course they could join together and sell. But they don't have individualized ownership and therefore can't be sold for two different reasons. One is because it's an unequal division, guf versus peros, and one, because it's something that's lo nitan l'chaluka, whereas in a normal shutfus, each partner has 50% of the whole thing, right? It's divisible, and therefore they could each sell their share, their stake, right? Whereas, let's say, in guf and peros, in malug, so the husband and the wife have 100% of two totally different things. And likewise, in something like an Eved, which is Enoroi L'chalik.
So Behemah also?
Oh, no. I don't think so. And a Behemah is Roi L'chalik. Now, anything but a human is Roi L'chalik. It might be, sometimes, when you have Shutfin, you know, that's the Mishnayos and the Gemaras in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. When could you be force the other guy to divide it? When can't you? When could you say go to Agud? Sometimes each shutuf doesn't have a right to be kofe on chaluka entirely, right? Because we're shutfin in a chair. Right now, this chair is worth $50. if I cut it in half, each piece is worth $1. So I can't say, okay, let's just cut it in half. But it's a divisible thing, as opposed to an eved. So therefore, when we have a partnership and a share, so I could share my chelek. So I'll sell my chelek to Phil, and now he's a partner with you, right? Because he has 50%. The fact that you can't force a division doesn't—it's inherently divisible. Sometimes it's practically not divisible, and even then, it's practically divisible. It's just that you by forcing you to divide it, I'm taking away your chelek because you have $25 worth it in this chair, and when I cut it in half, now I made your share worth $1. Now what we're going to see basically, right? Everybody else, all the other opinions besides, you know, Ravid so far and Rashi, either denied this option exists, right? That's Tosfos and Baba Kama, or we'll see, or they rejected this view. That's the view of the Rambam and the Rosh. But the Ravid beautifully explains the logic of Amema and Reb Elazar. Rashi and the Ravid seem to disagree with respect to Amemer's view on Nechsein Malog. In other words, can they get together and sell it or not? And again, what one of the things that Rashi doesn't explain, that Reb Elazar does, is how two people can have a regular partnership in an Eved, but why Eved is different. And the Ravid explains that by saying that it's indivisible. It's Lomita Mechaluka. Rashi might agree to that. He just doesn't explain. It could be that according to Rashi, it's different. The pshat in Rashi and Eved is not because of the special nature of Eved not being lita l'chalukah. It could be simply because of the gzeir sakasav, of kaspo miyuchad lau and avdo miyuchad lau, as we said before. And Tosfos, you know, why does he reject this mahalat? It's a much simpler reading in the Gemara, like we said, because he sees ownerships in much more concrete terms and maintains that there's no such thing as certainly corporate ownership under normal circumstances. Maybe never, maybe under special circumstances like a city or two sabayis like we described before. But right. But this notion of corporate ownership doesn't exist, right? So once you look at bylaws in concrete terms, as I think we probably all did until we learned the sugya, right? So then you can't read the Gemara naturally. You're forced to make all those dechukim. Okay, now what about the Rid? So you should read it. I'm not going to do it justice in 2 minutes. But let's just try to say outside a little bit some of the Yesodas that came out from the Rid. So the Ravid writes that an Eved is lo nitan l'chaluka, right? And that's why you can't be, each one can't sell. But he didn't explain why it's lo nitan l'chaluka. I said before, oh, because it's a human being, it's only Tamachaluka. But the Rid actually does. The Rid says it's because there's a Kinyan Isser, which Be'etzem is Lonita Machaluka. Kinyan Mamon is Shaykh to be Machalik. We talk about Kinyan Isser, like in Kiddushin. So sometimes, because you use the word Kinyan, you think of a Kinyan Isser and a Kinyan Mamon, like it's the same thing. But it's not. Kinyan Isser, when we talk about it, is the metaphysical status of the object, right? Whether that's in marriage or also in an Eved, right? It affects halachos, like who you're allowed to sleep with, right? It's not shaykh to be mechalik, a Kinyan Isser, by definition, because it's not a monetary notion. Even though we're going to use the term as Kinyan, but it's not monetary. Between the two of them is this Kinyan Isser, right? Which makes the Eved Mutter V'Shifcha, for example. But it's not like I have 50% of the Kinyan Isser and you have 50% of the Kinyan Isser. That's not something that's reasonable with respect to monetary ownership, not with respect to Isser. You can't have 50% of a Kinyan Isser, right? As you know from Kiddushin. Good. Now, So with respect to Nechsei Malog, the Rid, you know, learns like Rashi and Ravid, as we were saying, that they can't sell it individually. But what the Rid says is like this. This is a beautiful thing. Now, why not? So he didn't say why you can't sell. So it could be like we said in the Raivin, in other words, there's not enough bailus to sell. Because, you know, the pshat is, if all I have is a kin, only the bailus could sell. I don't have enough bailus. I've had the kinyan peros, but I don't have the kinyan guf. I have the kinyan guf, I don't have the kinyan peros. Right? It's like corporate ownership. But it sounds a little bit different. It sounds like he's saying that the idea of guf and peros is like a halachic construct. It's not something that's tangible and real. And therefore, it's non-transferable because it's too abstract and it's not shaykh that a kinyan could work on it. Right? It's very similar to what we said when we talked about Mechir Shtaros, that for the Rambam, it's lo shaykh bo kinyan, or the other Rishonim, whatever it is. In other words, let's say we saw the Ritva, right? The Ritva said, Shibud alav deraisa. Why? Because there's no such thing as a kinyan l'chatzayim. So, right, what does he say? Shibud is a kinyan l'chatzayim. There's no such thing as a kinyan l'chatzayim or mandam or shibud alav deraisa. And even if it's mandam or shibud deraisa, it's not a kinyan gum or it's mitla tali v'kai, right? There are certain things that are non-transferable due to their intangibility. As opposed to the pshat we're saying to arrive at, that I don't have sufficient ownership to sell it, right? I only have a Kenyan Paris, I only have a Kenyan Aguf, so I don't have, only the owner could sell, I don't have enough ownership. This is different. My stake in this is intangible, and therefore it can't be sold, or at least a Kenyan can't work on it. It's either non-transferable or a Kenyan isn't effective. Just like we were saying for Mechir Shtaros. And that's why it can't be sold. So, Shneim are not Bedin Rishen Da'ayim, right? Because the way he puts it, Ki Agav, it's Exeris HaMelech, Lafkiya Isser Me'alav. And same thing, Yomo Yomayim, or maybe not. But, okay. Well, I guess we're out of time. So you take a look there. It's a remarkable thing. What else do you need to see? I don't know if we'll do it tomorrow or not, but the Rambam and the Rush. And to understand both of their shitos, the only way to do it is to look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, Nun Amadeus, which also has a Neymar. You'll notice, though, that in Bava Basra, as opposed to our Gemara, where there are two Lishonos, here we only have one. So we're going to get there in terms of this point. So again, Rambam, the Gemara in Bava Basra, take a look at Taisis there, but the Rush in our Sugya and the Rambam in our Sugya. Where should you look in the Rambam? I'll just give you so you could write, you could look it up quickly. Rotzeach v'shmiras hanefesh beis tesvav, and look at the Kesef Mishnah there. Ishus chav beis tezayin, avadim hei tesvav.
Was Ishus on
him? Ishus, Chaf Beis Tazayin. These are all the Gemara's on, you know.
Okay.
You don't have to. I just looked at the English part, not mastery of Rambam. But anyway, but that's what you have to figure out.